You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Welcome, dear listeners, to Radio Maria. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Oh, and there's a little extra sport for everyone. It's a beautiful morning, a cold one here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I hope that the sunshine is coming your way and that you feel pretty good today. I look forward to being with you. As you know, this is the Father's Quilt, and it is a live prayer call-in line, as always, and we always encourage all our listeners to email us or call us at 416-245-1534 or email us at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. Send us your prayer requests. Send us your petitions. There are so many of us here. You know, they say, as in Scripture, where there are two or three gathered, there I am, and our Lord is with us always. And we will pray over your petitions and your requests that you may have. We welcome them. We encourage you. And we thank you so much for tuning in. Let's begin with our Hail Mary, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, dear listeners, I thought I would do something. As I say, this is a live prayer call in line at 416-245-1534. Call us, and we would be happy to listen to your concerns and worries and prayer requests that you have. In the meantime, while we are here with you this afternoon, I wanted to talk to you about a well-known musician, at least in North America, and I'm sure around the world. If you enjoy music, I was listening to a commentary, and this musician had published his book called Born to Run, and the musician is Bruce Springsteen. And when I was listening to him talk, I was continually reminded what a gifted and brilliant songwriter he is. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea that this broadcast is about Bruce Springsteen, because it isn't. But I wanted to bring his story into it for a moment, if you don't mind. And he is a musician, if you've ever seen him perform. He gives it his all on stage, and he leaves it there, and he's just, you know, he's there for the enjoyment of others. And he talked about his own struggles and his depression. And of course, you know, receiving the accolades that he has received, and the high that he must, a natural high of being able to please so many audiences around the world, that something had to give. And it came crashing down for him in terms of a mental feeling of hopelessness. And you know, I wanted us always to remember that, you know, like Bruce, and hopefully many of us will know that God is moving in ways that we cannot see or understand. And I think that's what I want to get across to you. We are all very thirsty in very different ways. And deep down in our souls, dear listeners, it is a thirst that can only be satisfied only in Christ. And of course, you know, in our broadcasts, I try to refer always to Scripture. So you always have, if you always listen, if it's your first time listening, have a little piece of paper and pencil handy. I often refer to Scripture. And the first one is 2 Corinthians. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want you to take this life one day at a time. When there are days that you might feel even today that you are being attacked in some way, I don't want you to give up. We all need trials, enough trials to challenge us. And we need enough challenges to strengthen us. And we need enough strength to do our part in making this a better place to live and love. And although Bruce Springsteen suffered a lot through his young life, he didn't realize, and neither did his father, that his father, I think, was schizophrenic or one of those conditions anyways. And it was those struggles that made him really the person he is today. He's a very humbled man. He was a force to be reckoned with in the music industry, and he was is respected by all who hear his music and who have come to know him. And grace is receiving the gift of God in exactly in who we are and bearing its fruit in the world. Just think how it changed the world, because Noah didn't say, "I don't do arcs." How about Apostle Paul, who didn't say, "I don't do letters," or Dr. Martin Luther King, who didn't say, "I don't do hope," and Jesus didn't say, "I don't do crosses." When God walks with you, you are never alone. When God is always, always, and not when, but always, God is on your side. You can never lose. So don't be afraid of tomorrow. God is already there. In Psalm 57, and Bibles are all different, so I don't like to give too much in terms of the actual verses because they might be a little different. But in this one, Psalm 57, 1 to 3, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge. Until the destroying storms pass by, I cry to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame those who trample on me." Selah. God will send forth his steadfast love and his faithfulness. And in Psalm 63, "O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. So my lips will praise you." And that was Psalm 63, verses 1 to 4. There is nothing wrong, all of us, in thinking about heaven. Jesus told us about it, not so that we could escape from our problems, but so that we could better endure them. He does want us to think about heaven, especially when we have fear and those thoughts that grab our hearts. And we all need to take a deep breath of hope, knowing we all can enjoy God's benefits in heaven. And thinking about heaven, my dear listeners, is a wonderful way to put all those negative thoughts behind you. And for just a little moment, believe that Jesus is listening to you. He hears every word that comes from your mouth, and he is with you every step of the way. And then, if you can bear with me, on Revelation, I'm finding my Revelation scripture, Revelation 2. Verses 8 to 11. "And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of the first and last, who was dead and came to life. I know your affliction, and your poverty, even though you are rich. I know the slander on the part of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have affliction. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever conquers will not be harmed by the second death. We've all experienced discouragement, my friends, and we carry that heavy weight wherever we go. It's in the way we talk to each other, the way we behave, and the way we love. And we get to the point where we think there's nothing is going to change. It's going to just stay the same like this, and nothing's going to get better. But, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And it's found in 1 Corinthians as well. You might be at a breaking point, and I say to you, stop. Hold on. Don't give up. Throw yourself to the Lord, and He will give you all the shelter, all the strength, all the peace you desperately need. Don't look at what lies ahead. It may be as dark as coal, but trust in God. He will lead you if you let Him. I have learned that God is faithful. Even in the midst of my own cancer, He is faithful. Even through the excruciating pain of the surgery that I went through, the endless sleepless nights, the tear-soaked pillow, and all the worries I had when I had two young children at home. When Peter tells us that those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to trust Him with all their might. Why must we suffer so? Suffering, my friends, comes for all sorts of reasons, for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes we make just bad choices in our life. You know, we choose to eat wrong. We don't take care of the temple of God, which is our body. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't eat right. We don't maybe exercise as we should, or something that we're doing, you know, that we've made some wrong choices along the way. And of course, when we make those bad choices and it affects our health, and it opens the door for Satan to do his work, right? And God wants us to use our suffering to glorify Him. But in the end, if you truly believe, God wants to redeem your suffering and use it for good somehow. It all comes down to trust. It's such a small little word, but it's awfully powerful. After enduring much for most of my own life, dear listeners, God was already planning on how to use my suffering. And for me, it was through motivational speaking and singing. And then the biggest gift He gave me was right here with you on Radio Maria Canada. Talking and praying and glorifying His name, His beautiful mother, His devoted father, and Almighty God. What a gift He gave me. As I sat in the hospital bed for close to 5 months, you have to think, would you have thought that you would be off and doing music and speaking and being on a beautiful Christian, Catholic Christian radio called Radio Maria? Never in a million years would I have ever thought that I would come to this road. And what a blessed path it has been. I'm not perfect, dear listeners, and I sure don't want to come across like that, but I've learned to let go more and more and to realize, dear listeners, it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's not us. God has a plan for all of us. And then we say, but Christina, you know, I know the most devastating one would be the loss of a child. And somehow we humans, you know, with our limited understanding, we just don't understand how in the world you can take away a child. But Jesus loved children. Jesus loves us all. God Almighty has a plan. And we may not know it here. And we may not know it when we move on into our next life, into heaven. But that's not why we're here. We are not to question. We are only to love and serve God as best as we know how. There is no way that the Lord wants us in anguish and in pain. But this world is of sin. And we are with sin. And so all of us come short of that sin. Only Jesus is the one who bore all our sins, who is sinless, who is perfect. Therefore, we have to let go and we have to trust him and think of all the things that you are grateful for. Think of all the good things. Don't let negativity have you dwell on negative things. Focus on what was good. Timothy 2, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith, and now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to also those who longed for his appearing. To our listeners, and to Bruce Springsteen, God never let you go, and he will always guide you. And although the suffering you have endured, God was using it for his glory and for good. Bruce Springsteen and everyone else, you wouldn't be the incredible person you are today. And to our listeners, don't complain about your suffering. There is a wonderful gift that awaits us all. Jesus, your Savior, suffered much, endured, and bore our sins. Let's together with our brokenness accept our suffering and give thanks to our God, our blessed God, who loves us so much so that we can experience his tremendous peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord of life, thank you for waking us up today. Life is a gift that comes from you that we must cherish and uphold. Lord, I have needs for today. Please, in your generosity, provide for them. Safeguard me, Lord, from dangers that prowl around to ensnare Christians such as myself. Be with me today, Lord. O Lord, you are my God. I thirst for you. I lift up my hands and bless you this morning. May everything you made bless you. May all creation sing their song for you. May this body of mine be a house of prayer, Lord, every morning. Provide for my needs today. Forgive my weaknesses and failings. Protect me from danger, Lord, as well as my loved ones. And may your sons and daughters everywhere be like living stones, alive and strong for the day. Amen. Lord, thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for guarding and keeping me through the night. We offer you this whole day and whole week, Lord. Provide for us. Direct us to the path that pleases you. Make us fulfill our duties for you and for our neighbor. As we now ready ourselves for the challenges of the day, be with us, O Lord. Amen. Dear friends, we all are broken in some way. And we've all been mended in some way. And some of our little parts of us just don't quite fit just the same. We're not quite the same. But one thing we know is that there is a living God, an almighty, powerful God, who loves us all, who gave his one and only precious Son to die on the cross and endure the excruciating crucifixion, to bear our sins for all of us. Let us together be of one heart. Let us together hold tight and hold fast to the Lord and say, oh Jesus, we are so grateful that we are here. We are so grateful for Radio Maria to bring us Catholic radio and faith and scripture and God's word to us in my living room, in my hospital bed, in my bedroom. Wherever I may be, I am not far from God. God is ever closer to me because of Radio Maria, because of the intercession of our Blessed Mother, who helped us, who opened these doors, who did everything she can to make this a reality for all of us, to bring you God's word, to bring you prayer, to encourage you. You have nothing to fear. Therefore, my dear friends, each and every morning, have a song in your heart of gratitude. Let the sun of the warmth of the sun come into your heart and melt all that anxiety, melt all that fear and that bitterness and that anger. And let it go, because Jesus knows, God already knows what is bothering you and hurting you. But today, you're going to just let it release. Release it with a deep breath, and when you exhale, you're taking all that negativity away. So you take a deep, deep, deep breath. Hold it. Think of all the things that need to be let go. And then with an exhale, just let it all out and say, you know what? I do feel better. I am strong. I am loved in Jesus' eyes. I am perfect the way I am. God doesn't want me to be anything different, but more like him each and every day. Ask for the Holy Spirit to fill your heart, to fill it. And then be strong. Be of courage. What does Jesus say? Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with us. If we believe in the risen God, then we have to believe that that risen God is right here with us. That risen Jesus is here. Jesus is alive, alive. And all our loved ones wait for us in heaven. That's our eternal prize. That's where we all need to understand and focus. It's here is just temporary. And in God's eyes, this is like a blink of an eye. We think, oh, how many years, but it's not. According to God's eyes, this is but a blink. Therefore, don't dwell on these things. Everything will come to pass. And the way that it's supposed to go, it will go. Never believe in luck. Always believe that Jesus is ordaining every step of the way that you take, that the path you have is strong and sure. Imagine, dear listeners, as if you were in a beautiful field, and surrounding this field are the most beautiful, most colorful flowers. And through the flowers you see a path that is so soft on the foot that it almost caresses you like cotton. And it feels strong, but it's sure, and it's clear, and it's gentle. And as you're walking through this path, you come to a bridge. And over the bridge is a little bench. And there is the Blessed Mother. There she is in her beauty, in her divinity, in her gentleness, in her mercy. And she's waiting for you and for me. Imagine yourself walking over the bridge. The bridge is not flimsy. The bridge is strong. It's to carry you right over. You are not afraid. And you come to the Blessed Mother. And you sit down beside her. And she takes your hand. And she looks into your eyes. And she says, I'm listening. I'm listening to you. tell me what's in your heart. For this moment, take a moment and tell Blessed Mother what's in your heart. And now, dear listeners, she has taken everything you have said, then she has taken it to her heart. She is taking it to her son. She is going to intercede for you, and she is going to give all those concerns to Jesus. And she says to you, do whatever he tells you. Trust in him. Trust in him. And now, when you get up from that bench and you walk away, you know that your prayers have been listened to. They may not be answered because it's according to God's will. And they may be answered. Is it the answers we want? Will it be the answers we want? We don't know. But we must trust him with all our heart and all our might, so that whatever goes in our life, whatever challenges comes our way, that we can say, God, you already know this suffering. You know how I'm sleeping. You know that I'm worried. You know that these things are on my mind, and I'm very lonely. I have no family left. I have lost all these people in my life on this earth. I need you, Lord, more than ever. Come and be with me. And he is hearing every cry that you have. So today is a good day. Today is a wonderful day. Today is the day you say, I told everything to Jesus. He heard me. I told everything to my Blessed Mother. And she will intercede for me. So with that, we will say one last Hail Mary and a glory be in honor of our Blessed Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all, and I look forward to talking to you another day. Remember to send us your prayer requests. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. A single day.